Hallelujah, 感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, praise God to His wonderful blessing.
主耶稣又看过我们过一个星期。
He guide us for the past week.
我们在这受安息日，愿神多多的祝福我们大家。
And today we come to each sanctuary to follow the Sabbath day. May His Holy Spirit can guide each one of us.
感谢主，小弟。今天上午说几件证的是本会为何不守圣诞节。
Praise the Lord, today we'd like to talk about the topic, why does our church not celebrate the Christmas?
因为12月25号是一般人所过的圣诞节。
Normally, all the Christians, they believe and also celebrate the Christmas day at December 25th.
在当初是一部分信耶稣的人他们所过的圣诞节，到现在演变成不信耶稣的也过这个节气。
Previously, probably most of the Christians, they follow this day to celebrate the Christmas. However, today it become a holiday for everybody to celebrate the Christmas.
到底过这个节日对不对呢？
However, if we scrupulously examine whether this is the right date for us to specifically celebrate the birth of Christ or not.
根据圣经查考，这个节日是不对的。
If we consult the scripture, then we also can know this is not the date for us to celebrate the birth of the Christ.
所以本会不守这个节日。
Therefore, our church as a whole will decide did not celebrate the birth of Christ at this date.
我们主耶稣教会或其他教会最主要的不同的地方就是我们根据圣经。
The difference between our church and other churches is that we really emphasize that we have to focus the teaching of the biblical significance.
我们所做的要完全符合圣经。
What we do, we have to completely according to the guidance of God and His Scripture.
我们今天受安息日也是根据圣经。
Today, even we follow the Sabbath day, we follow it according to the teaching of the Scripture.
我们这也是教会有圣灵同在。我们祷告的时候，等一下我们结束的时候要祷告，有一种是灵验祷告。
Because in our church, due to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the majority of Christians, they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, at our concluding prayer, we're going to all kneel down and pray in tongue.
因为这种灵验是非常宝贵的。
Because the tongue is a very precious thing to us.
没有受圣灵是不会讲这种灵验的。
Without receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, one person would not utter out the unknown tongue.
圣灵降在我们身上，我们才会讲天国的话，叫做灵验。
Only when the anointing power of the Holy Spirit come up a person, and then that person would utter out the tongue.
证明我们的圣就与我们真耶稣教会同在。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit also witness the Holy Spirit really among us and work in us.
为什么我们的圣与我们主耶稣教会同在，不与其他的教会同在呢？
How come it makes such a tremendous difference that in our church we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but in some other denomination, the majority of Christians, they never have this kind of experience.
圣的灵为什么不赐给他们呢？
How come the Holy Spirit would not anoint all those church members?
原因就是他们有一部分道理是变更了造人的意思。
The main reason is because the preacher or the basic doctrine of the majority of the Christian church, they do not stick with the principle of the scripture.
就是说他们的道理没有完全根据圣经。
In other words, somehow they fail to follow the completeness of the scripture teaching.
所以得不到这么大的福气。
Therefore, they cannot receive the full blessing from God.
下边我们就要查考本会不守圣诞节的理由。
The following section, we like to focus the topic and how come our church we do not celebrate the birth.
第一点，主耶稣不是十二月二十五号降生的。
First of all, we know that Jesus Christ, he was not born specifically at this date, December 25th.
先看路加福音,
this referred to Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第二章,
chapter 2. Let's look at Gospel of Luke chapter 2, and let's read from verse 8.
在伯利恒子耶底里有五样的人夜间按着饼吃看守羊群第九节
Verse 9
有诸的使者站在他们旁边诸的荣光四面照着他们牧羊的人就甚惧怕第四节
Verse 10
那天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的 这里说在旷野有牧羊的人
Here the Bible says that the shepherds they were living out in the field nearby
这个在4月25号的以色列国那个地方是非常的寒冷
In the day of December 25th the weather or the temperature in Palestinians was pretty freezing cold
可以说是冰天雪地
We can describe the word like freezing cold for the weather in Palestinian.
不可能有牧羊人在旷野.
And certainly it is not possible for the shepherd they will live out in the field.
因此当初约翰教会就定这一天 为圣诞节.
When this started, the majority of the church did decide to celebrate the birth of Christ at this December
25th.
But also, primarily, it was opposed by the some of the church believers. But after the debate, it primarily also separated into two main groups. The one group, they still decide to follow the birth of Christ at December
25th.
But the other main group, which is a Greek Orthodox, they decide to follow the birth of Christ at January 23rd. However, no matter this is December 25th or January 23rd, the date is not correct yet. Because in the Bible, we cannot find specifically in which date that was the birth of Christ. Even from the scripture teaching, we cannot find any verses to support that we have to memorize the birth of Christ. The Bible, however, emphasizes we have to memorize the death of Christ. If we do not follow completely the teaching of the scriptures, then we only follow the will of man. And certainly, it would violate the principle of the Word of God. And therefore, we would not be able to receive the full blessing from our Heavenly Father. Let's refer to Gospel of Mark, chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, verse 7. The Bible here says that we are holding to the traditions of men. And then we will go against the commands of God. And to the contrary of receiving the blessing, we probably will be cursed. Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言第三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30。
第五节。
Verse 5。
圣的言语句句都是廉净的，投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。他的言语你不会加添，恐怕他责备你，你就显为说谎的。这是说，啊，圣的话都是廉净的。
Here the verse 5 says every word of God is flawless.
我们不可以在上面加添。
Verse 6 says we did not add to His word.
如果加添，他就会责备我们。
If we add to His word, He will rebuke us and prove us as a liar.
就有过失，就有罪，他就要责备。
That means that we will be reproachable and we will follow the punishment.
我们再看生命记。
Let's also refer to Old Testament, the books of Deuteronomy.
生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1.
以色列人呐，现在我们所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。第二节。
Verse 2.
所吩咐你们的话，你们不可以加添，也不可以删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们的神的命令。这里说神的话不可以加添，也不可以删减。
Here the Bible specifically says that we do not add to what God commands us to do, or do not subtract from it.
因为这是神的命令。
Because this is command of God.
遵行这里就可以存活，不遵行的。就不能够存活。
For those they follow the command of God, they would take the possession of the land and receive the blessing.
在以前的以色列人都要遵行圣经，如果不遵行，就要用石头把他打死。
In old days, the old Israelites they had to follow the command of God. Otherwise, if they violate, and they would be stoned to death.
现在没有人用石头打死他。
Certainly nowadays, nobody will be stoned to death.
尤其是在这个自由的国家。
Especially in the free world.
新教自由。
We have the freedom of religion.
他愿意过圣诞节，就让他过圣诞节。
If they like to celebrate the birth of Christ, then they certainly can do so.
我们不愿意过圣诞节，别人也不会勉强我们。
Even we do not follow the birth of Christ, and nobody would oppose against us either.
但是违背诫命，我们的灵命会慢慢死掉。
But however, if we violate the principle of the spirituality,and then we will decrease or we will be downgraded the relationship with God and the spiritual nourishment from God.
这第二点理由就是我们不要遵守人的遗传，违背神的诫命。
The second point is that we do not follow the tradition of men and violate the principle of God.
我们本会不守圣诞节的第三点理由。
The third point that explains the reason that we did not follow the Christmas in our church.
如果我们给神过生日，就是亵渎神。
If we celebrate the birth of God, or the deity of God, that we also blaspheme against God's deity.
因为我们的神他是自由拥有的。
Because the God we believe is an omniscient God, omnipotent God, and omnipresent God.
他无生之始，也无命之终。
In He, there is no any beginning, and there is no any end.
怎么会给他来一个生日呢？
Now, how can we have to celebrate the birth of Him?
我们看希伯来书第七章。
Let's refer to books of Hebrew, chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章第三节。
Hebrew chapter 7, verse 3.
他无父无母无主仆无生之死无命之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。神的儿子是没有无生之死无命之中的。
Here say the Son of God, in him there's without the father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of the day or the end of life. Because from everlasting to everlasting, he is omnipresent God. Because Jesus Christ, he is God himself. When Jesus was preaching the gospel in this world,
跟一些以色列人来辩道
the one time he had a debate with the Pharisee
那以色列人 很骄傲 他说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙
the Pharisee the Israelite they were proud of themselves to be the descendant of Abraham
主耶稣就责备他们说你们如果是亚伯拉罕的子孙你们就应该 照亚伯拉罕所信的去信
But Jesus, he reproached them, says that if you say that you are the descendant of Moses, how come you violate the law and ordinance set up by Moses?
你们现在不信,
nowadays, even you, the descendant of Moses, do not follow his teaching.
如果你们信亚伯拉罕所信的,
if you follow the teaching of Moses, certainly you would not kill me.
主耶稣再给他们讲,
and following Jesus also told them
因为你注重亚伯拉罕 他看到过的日子都非常的欢喜
says that the date or the time when Moses he looked at my birth he was overwhelming joy
结果你们看到我要杀我
but how come nowadays when you saw me you want to kill me
别人说 哎呀, 这个人还不到50岁的 他怎么见过我们祖宗亚伯拉罕呢?
Among the Israelites, they start to have the debate. They say, look at this person. He is no more than 50 years old. How come he says, Moses, our descendant, already see him?
主耶稣就告诉他, 还没有亚伯拉罕就有过了。
And Jesus said that before the existence of Moses, I was Egypt.
我们看约翰福音,
let's refer to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第八章,
chapter 8.
第八章58节
Verse 58
我们从56节看起好了
Let's read from verse 56
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的子子即看见了就欢喜 57节
Verse 57
犹太人说 你还没有50岁 去见过亚伯拉罕呢 58节
58
耶稣说 我实实在在告诉你们 还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我，还没有亚伯拉罕就有主耶稣了。
Jesus says, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am.
因为他就是神啊。
Because Jesus Christ is the Son, is the God.
主耶稣不过是他是神在肉身来显给大家看。
However, the historical Jesus is only the physical manifestation of God himself.
主耶稣 就是我们看不见的神的一个像
Jesus Christ, he is the image of God God himself is invisible to our naked eye
我们看格罗西书 格罗西书第一章
Let's refer to the verse of Galatians chapter 1
格罗西书第一章15节
Galatians chapter 1 verse 15
第一章15节
Galatians chapter 1 verse 15
爱子是那不能看见之圣的像是受生的在一切被造的一线
Here says that he is image of the invisible God the first one over all creation
主耶稣就是圣的像
Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God
一切人都不能够看到圣
No one else before the time they would ever see God
神为了要救我们 他就把他的像献给我们看
But God in order to save the mankind he also manifests his image toward the mankind
来传道理给大家认识
To preach the good tidings to the world
他是在一切被造的以前 在没有世界之前就有他了
He was the firstborn before all the creation in other words before the existence of this universe he was there
我们怎么会给他过生日呢?
How can we can celebrate the birth of him?
我再举一个例子说明一下
I'd like to also quote the other example to exemplify the point. Just like in my children, they never saw their grandfather. Because my father, he was born in mainland China, and while I was in my teenage, I left away from him. And later on, I never had a second chance to see his face. Certainly none of my children, they ever saw their grandfather. Right now, we just have the connection with him. Because one day it happened that the grandfather from mainland China sent us a photo of himself. When my children look at the photo of the grandfather, it says, "Oh, this is my grandfather." So my grandpa looked like a handsome man.
好，今天我们接到这个照片了。Today
we receive his picture.
好，我们今天呢，大家要给他过生日。Today
we like to celebrate his birthday.
啊，因为我们今天看到的照片，今天就算他的生日好了。So
today we look at his photo the first time. We decide to celebrate today as his birthday.
啊，其实不是今天生的呀。And
certainly he was not born in this day.
啊，今天是收到的照片，他年龄已七八十岁了。
Today, the first time that we saw his pictures, however, he's about 70 or 80 years young. If we celebrate the birthday of Christ, we would also make the same kind of mistake as we did before. Our God is not like a human being. If he is just like the human nature, then there is no way for us to completely fellowship with him or have reliance on him. Due to the limit of a man, if I stand up here, I certainly cannot exist in outer space. For example, right now I'm standing in the pulpit in the church. If some of my friends, he go to my home and knock on my door, want to see me, he certainly will not find me there.
我们的神不是这样，他是充满宇宙的。
But the God we believe is not like this because he is the omnipresent God, filled in the whole universe.
于是，主耶稣给那些听道的人来讲道理。
One time, Jesus he told the all the audience.
当时有一个官叫做尼哥底母。
There was the officers, and his name is Nicodemus.
他也给他讲了一些道理。
Jesus he told his teaching on Nicodemus.
这个尼哥底母都不明白。
However, Nicodemus he failed to understand the teaching of Jesus Christ.
所以说你是犹太人的官，我跟你讲哦。
And Jesus said that Nicodemus, since you're the officers of the Jewish people, but after I express my teaching to you, you still fail to understand it. Overall, I'm teaching you only the teaching just like a man they can understand. And you fail to understand it, if I teach you all the teaching in heaven, then you certainly would completely fail to understand. Jesus told him that what I witnessed to you is what I saw.
他说除了从天上降下来仍旧在天的人子没有人升过天。
Because only the one who come from heaven but still exists in heaven, no one can go to the Heavenly Father. Let's refer to Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter 3,
13节,
verse 13.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子没有人升过天 我们知道主耶稣他虽然在地上他仍旧在天上
Here says no one has ever gone in heaven except the one who came from heaven although Jesus Christ he incarnate to be the flesh in this world however he's still in the heaven
因为他是神我们人不一样
Because Jesus Christ he is God he's different from a human being
他是一个神是一个灵
God is spirit
他除了道成肉身这一部分让我们看到另外的灵我们看不到他还在天上
besides the reality that Jesus Christ the Son of God he incarnate to be the flesh and manifest himself to us he is the spirit of God and he is God there's a main portion of the deity that we will not be able to comprehend
他不是那一天是先给我们看就是那一天降生道成肉身他不是那一天生日。
The day that Jesus Christ incarnate to be the flesh and was born from Mary was the time he manifest himself the image to us. But however, there is no any birth.
我们再讲一个更明显的例子。
We like to manifest one more point, make our belief even more clear.
就好像瑞根总统他为了开别的事情，他要下乡来访问。瑞根啊，
对，
要这个为了是特别的事情，一个案子到乡下去查访。
For example, if the President of the United States, President Reagan, he decided to investigate one of the local affairs, and he had to go to one of the local town.
他把那个衣服就换得很平常，换成一个。普通老百姓的衣服
and he take off the dressing as a president and just dress up just like normal ordinary person
到一个贫穷比较落后的地方去来访问去关心他们的生活
and he low down his position as a president and take as an ordinary person go to the local town and talk to the normal person
那些人一看到你知道哎呀今天原来是总统到我们这儿来了我们从来没好像是和他面对面讲过话
Now the local town people they look at President Reagan as a President of the United States the first time and
他今天关心我们的生活特别到我们这里来看我们
and talk to him and realize that even the President Reagan he concerned about lifeSo he just dressed up like an ordinary person because he concerned about our life and come to our town.
我们非常感谢他。
We really deeply appreciate.
我们就定今天做他的生日好了。我们来每一年的这一天给他过生日。
Since he's the first time come to our town, we decide to set up this day to celebrate his birthday, and we will celebrate in the following years and so on and so forth.
别人听到一定认为这是一个笑话。
If other people they heard about this, they would regard this as only like a joke.
这是很不合理的事情。
Because this is something unrealistic.
这是我们不守圣诞节的第三个理由。
This is also explained the third reason. How come we do not celebrate the Christmas?
主耶稣他是神没有生日，他的。那一天降从天上降下来他仍旧在天上
Jesus Christ he is God he had the deity of God although he came to this world however he still exists in heaven there is no birth for him
第四点理由我们更不能这个过圣诞节
the fourth reason also explained why we did not celebrate
就是四月二十五日是当初英国人或德国人他们的一个拜太阳神的日子
December 25th previously was the day set up for the English and also the Germany for them to celebrate the sun
我们在四月二十五号前后我们就会注意四月二十五号以前这个白天呢就是一天一天在缩短这个夜晚比较长所以天黑得更早
if we kind of pay attention that about the daytime the late night time and also the light time, we know before we approach to December 25th, we can find out the longer we have in the night time and the shorter we have in the sunshine daytime.
到了4月25号以后,
but after we approach the December 25th, later on, we also find out we have increased time in the daytime and shortened in the nighttime.
因为冬天他们都希望这个白天这个太阳长一点，比较暖和。
As we live in the cold winter time, we are expecting the coming of the spring, the longer of the daytime.
他们说这是太阳战胜了冬天。
And they decide, including the English people and also the Germany people, they decide to celebrate Jesus' date of the sun.
他们在这一天大肆地庆祝。
In this date, they celebrate a lot.
罗马人以4月25号为圣梦节。
The Roman Empire, set up this date to celebrate the special festival.
在诸侯200多年也改成太阳神的生日。
But however, after AD, around 200 years, they also decide this is the date of the birthday of the sun.
后来因为信耶稣的人比较多了，在诸侯300年的时候，那罗马天主教就定4月25号为圣诞节。
Later on, due to the fact that the majority of people, they embrace the Christianity as their own religious belief, therefore the Roman Empire, they set up this day, December 25th, as the date of the birth of Christ.
这是在上海出版的一本圣经词典上面所说明的。
We can find some of the resources of reference from the encyclopedia and so on and so forth.
因此我们就知道4月25号是一个拜偶像的日子。
But we know originally December 25th was the day for them to celebrate the sun or as an idol.
我们在这一天给主耶稣定的生日实在是大大的亵渎他。
Now if we set up this day to be the birthday of Jesus Christ, then we completely violate the principle of God and we blaspheme against His holy name.
那主耶稣非常的不喜欢。
And certainly God would displease.
我们参考以西结书第8章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 8,
14节,
verse 14.
14节他领我到耶和华殿外院朝北的门口，谁知在那里有妇女坐着， 为达摩斯苦力，他对我说：“人子啊，你看见了吗？你还要看见比这更可憎的事。”16节。Verse 16。他又领我到耶和华殿的内院，谁知在耶和华的殿门口，浪子和祭坛中间，有25个人。 背向耶和华的殿，面向东方拜日头。这里说，在神的殿中有一部分人在那拜日头。
Here the Bible says that the entrance of the temple, between the portico and altars, about 25 men, and they were worshiping the idol.
虽然他表面是信耶稣。
Although the superficially, they still went to the temple of God as a believer of God.
实际上在那拜太阳神。
However, we find out they were worshipping the idol of the sun.
那这样当然, 神是不喜欢的。
And certainly displeased God.
我们再参考以弗所书第2章。
以弗所书第2章。 Let's refer to the New Testament, book for Ephesians, chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第一节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1
你们是在过犯罪恶之中他叫你们活过来第二节
verse 第二节
刚才我念第一节啊，第二节那是你们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗服从顺服空中掌权者的首领就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵第三节
Verse 3
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲随着肉体或心中所喜好的去行本为可怒之子或别人一样啊，这里说随从今世风俗啊，顺服空中掌权者的首领就是顺服邪灵
He says that you used to live when you followed the way of this world, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
啊，虽然不合道理，现在世界各国连不信耶稣的也要过这个节日。
Although that it completely violates the principle of the scripture, the word of God, nowadays, even the unbelievers, they also follow this day as the birthday of Christ and celebrate the Christmas.
啊，其他的国家就像中国人过年一样那么看重。
The Western society, they emphasize this day just like a Chinese, they emphasize the New Year, of the Chinese New Year.
甚至有些商店就借这个机会发大财。
We know the, especially a lot of business, the shop, they make a lot of money out of just the birthday of Christ.
许多卖圣诞礼物的那个商店，那门口都挤满了人，甚至有排队的。
We can see the people, they go to all the shop, they follow the long line, to buy the Christmas gift.
啊，为什么大家要违背道理去做这些事情呢？
How come the people in the Western society they follow this day as the tradition, but violate the principle of God?
啊，就是有邪灵在他心中运行。
We do believe that because the men, due to the depravity of their nature, they have been controlled by the Satan.
啊，我们耶稣教会的统领，我们都是有圣灵的，我们是不顺服这种邪灵。
We as a believer in Christ, we also have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We certainly would not follow the tradition of man.
啊，如果顺服邪灵，将来他就不能得救。
If we are under the control of the Satan.And certainly, we would not be saved.
啊，我们看加拉太书第四章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 4, chapter 10.
Chapter 4. 加拉太书第四章第八节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
但从前你们不认识神的时候，是跟那些本来不是神的做奴仆。第九节。
Verse 9.
现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？第四节
，verse ten，
啊，你们谨守日子、月份、节气、年份，十一节
，eleven，
我为你们害怕，恐怕我在你们身上是枉费了功夫，啊，这是保罗所讲的。
This is a very severe statement by Paul when he addressed the church in Galatians.
啊，因为在加拉太教会有一部分人，他们谨守日子、月份、节气或年份。
Because some of the believers in the Galatian church, they start to turn back to those miserable principles.And enslaved by them by following those special date of the festivals.
啊，保罗说，如果你们这样下去，将来就不能得救，我的功夫就浪费了，枉费了。
And Paul he severely warned against those people. They were enslaved by this false doctrine.
啊，所以我们不但不能够守圣诞节，而且我们中国人呢，过年过节，我们都不应该要去遵守。
We as a believers, we certainly will not violate the principle of the scriptures and celebrate Christmas, we certainly would not even celebrate in the Chinese New Year.
我们应该遵守圣经，照圣经规定，在每一个星期六守安息日就好了。
We have to follow completely the principle of God, and we come to the church every Sabbath day to follow the commandment of God, and Jesus will be well enough for us to do.
照着我们职业式教会的规定，星期几晚上来做礼拜，就好。
We follow the principle of the Bible and also the doctrine of church. We come to our church every Sabbath day and attend the church meeting attentively, and that would be enough.
我们切不可以去违反圣灵命令。
We would not violate the principle of the Word of God.
自作聪明反而受到灾祸。
And make us to be a fool if we just try to follow the traditional man and violate God's principle and to be punished by God.
尤其是要从我们心里头做起。
And we have to do all this from the inner bottom of our heart.
因为有时候我们的邻居或者我们的在一起住的人，他们要过这个节日。
And certainly, you can find your neighborhood.Or the people that surround you, they like to follow the traditional man, and certainly they like to celebrate the Christmas.
我们除了告诉他我们不守圣诞节以外，我们要灵巧一点，主要是我们的心，不要跟他们一样。
We plainly tell them that we would not celebrate the birth of the Christ in this Christmas day. We would use the spiritual wisdom to cope with.The wrong tradition of the society.
或者有时候他别人会在这个节日会送东西给我们呢，说什么？有时候我们是不得已那当然神会赦免我们，我们只是应付一下而已，我们心里是不愿意这样做的。
Sometimes even we have to reluctantly to accept the gift from our friends in the Christmas day.But we also pray to God that we would not violate the principle of the Word of God and ask for the forgiveness.
我们的所拜的神是看我们的心内。
The God we worship, He is the one, He examines our inner thoughts.
我们尽量用心灵或诚实来敬拜我们的神。
And certainly we will try our best to worship God in honest and in our spirit.
凡事神会赐给我们聪明。
And God, in every occasion, He will help us with the spiritual wisdom.
神会让我们在这些事情中不要沾沾自喜。
And God would also help us, although we live in this world, but we would not be contaminated by the wrong tradition of this world.
我们上午就见证到这里。
We like to conclude our morning worship at this point.